Okay, sorry, we got cut off. I don't know what happened, but as it's been happening the last few weeks, I guess the brothers don't like it. But let's keep throwing down. All right, I was just reading, as it says, what the question was, what types of cancer are linked or associated with eating processed meat? The International Association on Research of Cancer Working Group concluded that eating processed meat causes colorectal cancer. An association with stomach cancer was also seen, but the evidence was not conclusive. Question: how many cancer cases every year can be attributed to consumption of processed meat and red meat? Court answer: according to the most recent estimate by the Global Burden of Disease Project, an independent academic research organization, about 34,000 cancer deaths per year worldwide are attributed to diets high in processed meat. Eating red meat has been yet established as a cause of cancer. However, if the reported associations are proved to be causal, the Global Burden Disease Project has estimated that diets high in red meat could be responsible for 50,000 cancer deaths per year worldwide. Wow, that's almost the same. The red meat itself is the same as the matter of fact, it's 50,000 versus 34,000, so it's even more. Wow. These numbers contrast with about 1 million cancer deaths per year globally due to tobacco smoke, 600,000 per year due to alcoholic consumption, and more than 200,000 per year due to air pollution. Wow. Could you qualify the risk of eating meat and meat process and processed meat? Answer: the consumption of processed meat was associated with small increases in the risk of cancer in the study reviewed. In these studies, the risk generally increased with the amount of meat consumed. An analysis of data from 10 studies estimated that about every 50 grams portions of processed meat daily, that's two slices of bacon or two slices of bologna, whatever lunch meat, increases the risk of colorectal cancer by about 18%. The cancer risk related to the consumption of red meat is more difficult to estimate because the evidence that red meat causes cancer is not as strong. However, if the association of red meat and colorectal cancer were proved to be causal, data from the same study suggests that risk of colorectal cancer could increase by 17% for every 100 grams portion of red meat eaten daily. Question: is the risk higher in children or elderly people or women or in men? Are some people more at risk? Or they should have asked about black people, and they should have asked about Spanish people. But usually our risk are higher than the white man's risk. The available data did not allow conclusions about whether the risks differ in different groups of people. Question: What about people who've had colon cancer? Should they stop eating red meat? Answer: the available data did not allow conclusions about risk to people who have already had cancer. Question: should I stop eating meat? Answer: eating meat has known health benefits. Many national health recommendations advise people to limit intake of processed meat and red meat, which are linked to increased risk of death from health, disease, diabetes, and other illnesses. And it's interesting. They ask you, should you stop? And they tell you the risk, you got to weigh the risk yourself. And all of that foolishness. They never answer the person's real question. How much meat is it safe to eat? Answer: the risks increase with the amount of meat consumed, but the data available for evaluation did not permit a conclusion about whether a safe level exists. Now we're going to read in the Bible to see what it says. Well, the man is saying, but we know that they lie. They're being paid at the table. All right. Okay, next question. What makes red meat and processed meat increase the risk of cancer? Answer: meat consists of multi components, such as iron. Meat can also contain chemicals that form during meat processing or cooking. For instance, carcinogenic chemicals that form during meat processing includes nitrates, compounds, and polycyclin, aramic, hydrocarbons. Cooking of red meat or processed meat also produces aromatic as well as other chemicals during polycycling, aromatic hydrocarbons, which are also found in other foods and in air pollution. Some of these chemicals are known or suspected carcinogens. But despite this knowledge, it is not yet fully understood how cancer risk is increased by red meat or processed meat. Can you compare the risk of eating red meat with the risk of eating processed meat? Similar risks have been estimated for a typical portion, which is smaller or average for processed meat than for red meat. However, consumption of red meat has not been established as a cause of cancer. Excuse me, it says maybe. Question: what is the World Health Organization health recommendation to prevent cancer risk associated with eating red meat and processed meat? Now, remember we talked about this, the fourth seal, that all these diseases are coming. There it is, man. I'm just telling you, man, the Bible is true. The International Agency of Research on Cancer is a research organization that evaluates the evidence available on the causes of cancer, but do not make health recommendations as such. National governments and World Health Organizations are responsible for developing nutritional guidelines. This evaluation by the International Association for Research of Cancer reinforces a 2002 recommendation from the World Health Organization that people who eat meat should moderate the consumption of processed meat to reduce the risk of carcinogenic cancer, colonic cancer. Some other dietary guidelines also recommend limited consumption of red meat or processed meat, but these are focused mainly on reducing the intake of fat and sodium, which are risk factors for cardiovascular disease and obesity. Individuals who are concerned about cancer should consider reducing their consumption of red meat, or processed meat until updated guidelines related specifically to cancer have been developed. Question: should we eat only poultry and fish? The cancer risks associated with consumption of poultry and fish were not evaluated. Now, my question is, when they evaluated, what are they going to come up with? Same thing, because we're going to read it in the Bible. How about that? Question: should we be vegetarians? Answer: vegetarian diet and diets that include meat have definite advantage and disadvantage for health. However, this evaluation did not directly compare health risks in vegetarians and people who eat meat. That type of comparison is difficult because these groups can be different in other ways besides their consumption of meat. Question: is there a type of red meat that is safer? Answer: a few studies have investigated the cancer risks associated with different types of red meat, such as beef and pork, and with different types of processed meat, like ham and frankfurters or hot dogs. Hot diggity dog. However, there is not enough information to say whether higher or lower cancer risks are related to eating any particular type of red meat or processed meat. Question: could the preservation method influence the risk, whereas salting, deep freezing, or radiation? Answer: different preservation methods could result in the formation of carcinogens, but whether and how such this contribution to the cancer risk is unknown. Question: how many studies were evaluated? The International Association of Research for Cancer Working Group considered more than 800 different studies on cancer in humans. Such studies provided data on both types of meat and total more than 700 epidemiological studies provided data on red meat and more than 400 economical studies provided data on processed meat. Question: how many experts were involved in the evaluation? The International Association of Research in Cancer Working Group consists of 22 experts from 10 countries. Final question: what action do you think government should take based on your results? Answer: the International Agency of Research in Cancer is a research organization that evaluates the evidence on the causes of cancer, but does not make health recommendations as such. The International Association of Research for Cancer monographs are, however, often used as a basis for making national and international policy guidelines and recommendations to minimize cancer risk. Governments may consider to include this information on the cancer hazards of processed meats in the context of other health risks and benefits in updating dietary recommendations.
Wow.
So we see what the world has to say. Now let's go see what the Bible says. What does the good book say? All right, we're reading in the book of Leviticus, and some people are going to say, wow, we read just like we just read out of the newspaper. Exactly what the Bible teaches. Amen now. Say amen here. You say amen. Praise him. Hallelujah. Okay, this is what we got. All right, let's start her up now. Verse 1, Leviticus chapter 11. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying to them. Now this is what, around 1500, 500 BC. So this is over 4,000 year old. This is over 4,000 years old, my brothers and sisters. I think, wow. And this is the counsel that was given 4,000 years ago. And today we playing games with it. 4,000, that's 2,000. That's 2,000. 2,000 to there. There's 4,000 there. So around 3,500, somewhere around here. Okay. This is the counsel that was given. And tell me if it doesn't match up with what the scientists are finding out. 3,500 years. Too late. Speak unto the children of Israel, verse 2. These are the beasts which ye may eat among all the beasts that are in the field. Whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that ye shall eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that cheweth the cud or of them that divideth the hoof as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the conan, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the hare, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the swine, the pig, the pork, though he divideth the hoof, and is cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean unto you. That's what he just said. And that's what that hand, that with the ham, and the freight footers, and the hammer. Come on now. Come on. Y'all know, y'all eat that chitlins. Oh my goodness. Come on. Now, come on. All right. And it said, okay. That was verse 7. And the verse 7 says, and the swine, though it divideth the hoof, and is cloven footed, yet it cheweth not the cud, he is unclean unto you. Of this, of their flesh, shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch. They are unclean unto you. So it makes it crystal clear, the same thing we just read. And they said they can't tell you about the fish and all that, but we're going to talk about the fish and the birds and the bees and all and the flowers and the trees. But what saith Yahweh? Okay? So this is all known. This is nothing new under the sun. Okay, so let's see. Now we're going to be able to come up with a study before the boys publish it. How about that? Okay, now. Beef, now remember it says that the beef and the red meat and the pork and all that stuff is almost in all that processed food. All right,